Welcome to the Rail Market Update on the State of Freight podcast, brought to you by FTR, where we share timely transportation intelligence with you on a weekly basis. The Rail Market Update is hosted by FTR's Vice President of Rail and Intermodal, Todd Tranowski. As Todd presents the information in the podcast, you can follow along and review the graphs and indicators by downloading a PDF or PowerPoint version of the presentation from our podcast landing page. A link to the PDF is available now at www.ftrintel.com/podcast. From there, you can also find past episodes and downloads of the Rail Market Update, as well as the weekly Trucking Market Update with Avery Weiss and much more. That link again is www.ftrintel.com/podcast.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the FTR State of Freight Rail Market Update podcast. As always, I am your host, Vice President of Rail and Intermodal, Todd Tranowski, and I'll be here to take you through what we're seeing in the rail markets this week. But before we begin, two notes of note I want to everybody to remember. The first is FTR Engage. We have our final session coming up in December, where all the FTR experts are going to get together, and they're going to talk about what they see as the outlook in 2021. So definitely worth your time to hear that commentary and also to go back and listen to some of the other sessions we had. Just this month, we had Jeff Lytle from CIT Rail talking about the rail car, rail equipment markets. Definitely an insightful conversation there, as well as the latest FTR outlook for the rail equipment space. Before that, in October, we had our rail and intermodal outlook with Ross Corthell of Packaging Corp of America and David Yeager. COO of Hub Group back in October. Again, all well worth your time. Before that, we had truck sessions, truck and trailer equipment sessions, as well as one on the economy. So if you're interested in any of those, we encourage you to register, encourage you to go back through and listen to them. They will be up for a while. If you are an FTR subscriber, if you've been to the conference either the last 2 years, or you're a member of the Northeast Association of Rail Shippers, they come with our compliments. If you don't fall into one of those groups, they are relatively inexpensive, and so you should avail yourself of them as we go forward. The other note is that next week, the week of Thanksgiving, there will be no podcast. We're going to take off for the holiday. We'll be back with you the first week of December, the week actually ending November 30th. We'll be back with you to provide a recap on everything that's happened over the holiday week, as well as coming out of a holiday week, what we're seeing in the rail markets. We do hope you join us next week. We hope you take some time to enjoy the holiday, enjoy some good food, some good football, and some good family time. And just remember, you know, with 2020 being as awful as it has been for so many people, the one thing that we can still hope for is that the Dallas Cowboys lose on Thanksgiving Day. And with that, we will jump right in. First of all, you know, we're going to talk. There's not a whole lot to talk about this week, if we're honest about it. The numbers have stayed relatively stable and relatively consistent. There isn't a whole lot of a big change in a lot of the major sectors that we talk about. Things are really sort of status quo as we head through the middle of November and start thinking about Thanksgiving and the holidays. And we'll talk about that a little bit. Intermodal really is just holding steady. You know, there's really holding serve, just hanging out right about 390,000 carloads a week. So holding at a very strong level. You know, intermodal volumes are about 22,000 carloads a week above the seasonal average. We're about 10% positive year over year. Things are looking really good in the intermodal space. You're no longer growing the way you were, but it's not the time of year you would expect to see massive growth in loadings. And so the fact that we're not giving back any of the major gains that were accrued is a good sign. This is a good news story for intermodal as we go through the end of the year. The trailer market is really just following seasonal behavior. But again, it's not giving up any of the gains that it amassed coming out of the pandemic. You would expect to see trailers be the first sector to sort of show some down momentum, and it hasn't yet. It's still right in the seasonal pattern, right in the five-year average. There's not a whole lot of reason to be concerned yet. You know, containers have basically followed the pattern of the overall container, the overall intermodal marketplace. They're basically flat at very strong levels, about 20,000 carloads a week above normal. You know, that's a very healthy level. We're going to see what happens over the next several weeks and the next 2 weeks through the holiday are going to be very key weeks for intermodal. Normally, you see volumes start to drop off, start to decline this time of year. We haven't seen that yet. We're keeping an eye out for it, but so far it hasn't materialized. And so we're keeping an eye on it, but so far we're right there at strong, strong levels. From a service perspective, service is in a really good place. Service looks like it's turning the corner. No matter east or west, intermodal, non-intermodal, service appears to have stabilized and be going in the right direction, which is a great thing going into the most difficult operation quarter of the year. The first quarter, when you get a lot of snow, you get a lot of ice, you know, it slows the system down. But so far, we're in a very good footing as we go into that period. And that's great for carriers, it's great for shippers, and it's great for regulators. It means regulators don't have to get involved. Shippers can rely on the railroads for consistent service. And railroads have lower operating costs, which helps in terms of what they're trying to do overall in terms of profitability gains and efficiency gains. Shifting gears to the carload market. Talk about where we're seeing the carload market. And really is just the status quo. Things are just hanging out. They're just very steady, right about 330,000 carloads a week, down about 5% year over year, you know, about 30,000 or so carloads below the five-year average, just sort of hanging out, keeping on, keeping on. Not moving up, not moving down, just kind of hanging out. Economically sensitive freight, it's a little bit of a different story. You're seeing some deterioration over the last weeks. It seemed to have stabilized right about 190,000 carloads a week, but we'll have to see if that holds up as we go forward. I'm seeing a little bit of weakness there. And for those of you who aren't familiar with what we mean at FTR when we say economically sensitive freight, that means we pull out the coal, we pull out the agriculture, and pull out the petroleum. We look at just those things that are more closely tied to the underlying economy to get a feel for how is it translating into rail car demand? How is it translating into industrial and manufacturing demand? And the answer right now is not very well, that it's just sort of very slow and steady, not showing a whole lot of life, and we'll just keep an eye on it to see where it goes as we go forward. The coal markets, transitioning to some of those bulk markets now that aren't included in the economically sensitive number, coal markets are just sort of there at the moment. They're just hanging out right about 65,000 to 66,000 carloads a week. Not a whole lot to see, not a whole lot of momentum, still down about 20% year over year. And the thing we're going to have to watch as we go forward, as we've talked about in other editions of the podcast, is that coal could decelerate quicker than we expect as we go forward. And we'll just have to keep an eye on it and see where it goes in the coming years as folks look at their generation portfolio and say, you know, I don't really need this coal plant or that coal plant, and what does that do for long-range demand and long-range economics of the remaining installed coal fleet. On the grain side, grain continues to be a bright spot. We've talked about it, it feels like, every week since the summer about how grain is going to be a positive story once you get to the harvest season. And sure enough, it's a positive story. We're up 20% year over year. We're outpacing the five-year average. You know, grain is doing what we expected it to do. You had a much better planting season this year. You have much more normalized export purchases from the east. Things are looking up for grain, and will continue to do so as we go forward into the new year and beyond. The chemicals markets, really not a whole lot to see, just sort of trending in line with its five-year average, just very close to flat year over year, very close to seasonal expectation. Petroleum products, we've seen a little bit of an increase over the last month, but before anybody gets too excited about petroleum products, you normally see an uptick this time of year. So what we're seeing over the last several weeks is really just the seasonal behavior. We're not making inroads against our delta between where we are and where we would expect to be seasonally. We're still down over 20% year over year. That percentage decline is really holding and probably will into the early part of next year when you start to get start some different comps. But other than that, there's not a whole lot of momentum here. It's really just a seasonal pattern. And until crude prices materially change to the high side, you're not going to see this number and wouldn't expect to see this number move in any meaningful way. stone, sand, and gravel. We've talked about this a lot in the last few editions of the podcast. Not making a whole lot of inroads here. Not expected to make a whole lot of inroads here. Just kind of following the seasonal behavior, but following seasonal behavior at a very low level. You're still trending 7,000 carloads a week below where you would expect to be at this time of year. Lumber and wood, we keep thinking we're going to get a peak. We thought we had it about a month ago. We got back close to the five-year average, and then we backed off of it, and we continue to back off of it as we go forward in time. We're really just following the seasonal behavior at this point of a decline and then a flat performance through the end of the year. We'll have to see as we get to the end, we get to the holidays, what happens here. But so far, there really isn't any sign of life in the lumber space. Pulp and paper is an even worse story. You would expect to see a little bit of seasonal uptick this time of year. We're not seeing it. We're not seeing any kind of life. It continues to move weaker. Volumes here, just even with all the corrugated demand, all the gift wrap demand, there's just not any sort of pulp and paper movement at all. Things are just, the weak get weaker. Automotive is about flat, but it's definitely declining a little bit over time here. If you go back a month or two ago, we're definitely weaker now than we were then. And we're definitely sort of putting additional daylight between where we are and the five-year average. And we expect that to continue through the end of the year and into the early part of 2021. We don't see the sales environment changing all that much. We don't see the production environment changing all that much. In fact, the sales environment may weaken a little bit as you see additional COVID-19 restrictions come in different states and different regions. It could get harder for dealers to move vehicles off their lots, and they will therefore need to order less vehicles to replenish that inventory. So to wrap up, some key takeaways, really just steady as she goes. Whether it's intermodal or carload, things are just sort of holding their seasonal pattern, holding where they are. If you're in the intermodal space, that means you're holding at a very high level. You're holding at a very robust, very strong level. Imports are not backing down that we can see so far. Service is showing steady improvement. It's stabilized and it's moving up. And if you're in the carload space, you're really just sort of slowly, ever so slowly creeping to the high side. And you're taking your time to do it. It's really down to a crawl at this point. It's really, a case could be made that it's almost closer to flat than even an increase at this point in the carload sector, as things just, not a lot goes on. There's not a lot of excitement in the carload markets these days. But we'll have to see if that continues through the end of the year, if we get a surprise, a holiday surprise toward the end of the year. Right now, we don't know. We'll just have to wait and see. And with that, I'd like to thank everybody for taking the time to be with us this week. I hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving break. I hope everybody enjoys some time with football and family and food next week. As I said at the beginning, just a reminder, there will be no Rail Market Update podcast next week, and we will rejoin you in early December to talk about the markets, talk about what the holidays have taught us, and what that could mean for the market through the balance, the last few weeks of December 2020 and the start of 2021. And with that, as always, I am Todd Trinasky, your Vice President of Rail and Intermodal here at FTR. Feel free to reach out to myself or any member of the FTR team if you ever have any questions, and you ever want to talk about the markets, what you're seeing in your subscriptions and the podcast. Always happy to discuss what's going on out in the industry. And with that, thank you for listening and have a great week.
That's it for this week's Rail Market Update on the State of Freight podcast. The Rail Market Update will be published each week along with a downloadable PDF of the presentation. If you find this transportation intelligence useful, please take a moment to give us a positive rating on your podcast platform of choice and send us your feedback by email at podcast@ftrintel.com. You can find more publicly available State of Freight content and download the PDF of today's presentation by going to www.ftrintel.com/podcast. FTR is the leader in freight transportation forecasting in North America, providing consistently reliable reports for trucking, rail, and intermodal transportation, as well as providing demand analysis for commercial vehicle and rail car. For more information about the work of FTR, visit www.ftrintel.com or call us at 888-888-888-888. 988-1699 to find out which publications will best support your business.